Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Roll.
I love it.
George Jetson.
Roll right, Rorge. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
Oh, he's putting them all together. Would be lost.
The minnow would be lost.
Uncharted desert isle with Gilligan. The skipper too. The millionaire and his wife.
Oh, are we pathetic?
The movie star. The professor and Marianne.
We forgot about the professor.
Here on Gilligan's Isle. I thought you were going to play the whole George Jetson song. That's what I want to hear. His boy, Elroy, his daughter, Judy, his wife.
His daughter, Judy,
his boy, Elroy, and their dog, Astro.
Astro's never mentioned in the song.
I thought he was.
I don't think so.
We'll have to check on that for tomorrow, I think. By the way, Ron, that was tremendous. You have a wonderful melodic voice.
And you are wonderfully full of you-know-what.
Tomorrow we have Shelty at 11 because they play an early game tomorrow. Jay Caulfield from noon to 1 and Ed Bouchette. So many treats tomorrow. What's Cooking? Presented by Morrison Kitchen and Bath, customizing kitchens, baths, and wine cellars. And by Mr. Reuter. Call 412-REUTER-2. So we have a game tonight. We have JT Brubaker. What do we have here? Is this the Jetsons?
I love this.
So did I. Remember having Captain Crunch in a little bowl watching this.
His boy, Elroy.
Quisp was actually the cereal.
Daughter, Judy. Jane, his wife.
The lyrics are phenomenal here. This is like Joe Grashecki and his song for us.
You know where he worked, don't you? Spacely Sprockets.
Joe Grashecki worked there?
Spacely Sprockets. I think.
The suspense is building if we're going to get Astro
Spacely
the dog.
Space bro.
Are we going to get Astro in here?
I don't think.
Horse?
Astro was the dog that would go, all right, Rorge. All right, Rorge. All right, you can taunt it down. That was good.
Man, I love to wake up on Saturday mornings, and I could picture you, Ron.
Johnny Quest. Do you remember Johnny Quest?
Yes, I remember.
Race Bannon.
No, don't remember that.
He was on that show with Johnny Quest.
Oh.
Race Bannon, I think his name.
I remember HR Puffin stuff, Inch High Private Eye, Hong Kong Phooey. Scooby-Doo was a staple. And I could picture a little Ron Cook.
Hong Kong Phooey.
8 years old in Beaver County with a beard. Going to your sitting in front of your TV.
Having a beer.
Yes. Having Captain Crunch and a beer and watching the Jetsons. Seriously, though, that was a reason to wake up, wasn't it? To see cartoons on a Saturday?
Saturday morning.
That was a party. It was a one-man party. I thought you'd be hitting
the books, reading, studying a little bit.
No, man. I was watching those shows came on back to back. Hong Kong Phooey followed by Inch High Private Eye. That was the big back to back.
You came a little later than me.
That was real big.
I don't remember Hong Kong Phooey.
Do you remember H.R. Puffin stuff?
I do not.
No?
Nope.
How did that song
Obviously, Scooby Doo, I do. You know.
Scooby-Doo. It's those meddling kids again. That stayed legendary right up till the present day. There's been like 23 Scooby-Doo movies.
You can still see it on those old shows.
Ron, do you want to bet on anything? Where do our bets stand? Am I losing?
You're way
behind. 10-6,
let me go get my
10-5, something like that. I won one. Of course, I'm taking bets like a Pirates pitcher will hit a home run in Wrigley Field. The odds of that are like literally less than 1%, judging from history and the fact that none of their pitchers can hit. So, of course, I'm losing. What am I losing by?
I've won 10.
And I think I've won 6. I did pick the Penguins to finish first or second in the division.
10-6.
10-6. I'm right in it.
And the one competitive that we really had was first or second, third or fourth for the Penguins. That went down to the wire.
And did you register the bet we had earlier today after I told you that we're closer to 2060?
No, I did not. I'm not writing that down because I'm not going to be here to verify it.
Well, perhaps we can get someone else to do it. 2060 is closer than 1980 right now, which is mind-blowing for those of us who were around in 1980. So I bet Ron that I would still be alive in 2060. But he didn't take it down.
Oh, I just noticed something.
What?
That I was wrong.
What?
And it's in your favor, my mistake.
Please.
The Pirates' win total, you said under 59.5, not 56.5. And I said they'll win over 59.5. So I was remembering that wrong. So if they go 59 wins, you'll win the bet.
Not only that, Ron, things are looking up in my favor. Here's a story, recent story. Cardinals GM, and I quote, "If Larry Fitzgerald is ready to play, we'll have a spot for him." Yes, Ron, he's coming back.
I still will. You need two more years, not one.
I know. Well, I need 1 year, 100 catches. Two more years, 50-something catches each, and he'll break Jerry Rice's record.
I still feel pretty good about that one.
Will you give me just a normal bet tonight if I bet the Pirates to win with Brubaker? They'll beat the Reds tonight. Will you take that bet for me?
I will.
Okay.
I mean, because you're always going out on a limb. That's the reasonable bet. Brubaker might win, and they're certainly due to win again.
And I think they will. Horse, I don't even think we need the music for this one. I think we'll just take a bet, can we? All right, put that one on the record. I'm picking the Pirates to win tonight. They've mostly been very good to me so far. If this Larry Fitzgerald thing comes to fruition, can you imagine, Ron, if I won that, if he broke Rice's record? We're going to have... Thank you, Horse. We're going to have some hockey bets coming up for sure.
You got Larry Fitz. You got Highsmith more sacks than Dupree.
Mm-hmm.
You have Chris Archer more wins than anyone on the Bucks.
He'll be back soon. And what does their win leader have? One?
No, Anderson's won a few, hasn't he? I think he's got four, hasn't he, or three?
He does?
Over under 59.5. You have Bell have more home runs than any Buck. I said fewer.
That's fine. What does he have, two? They have four? Their leader has four?
And then you have two, one, not just one, but two Bucks won't finish last. You made
Why did I bet the Bucks won't finish last and they'll be under 59.5? That doesn't make sense.
No, the first one you did early before the season started, then you went the other way. So
Tyler Anderson is 3-3, so I'm likely going to lose that one. What are you going to do tonight, Ron? Have you been down to the ballpark yet?
I have not.
Planning on it anytime soon?
I am not. It's hockey season right now for me. I'm all hockey all the time at this point. Maybe I'll get to a game. I just haven't had any interest.
You miss it?
I do.
You had that seat up in the press box.
Glad I wasn't there last night, but how would you like to have been there for the 14-1 game?
Not much. I can say that. We used to go on the road with the Penguins. We would alternate series, and I really, really enjoyed that. We've both said the Big East tournament is our favorite thing all time to cover, but right up there for me is almost any hockey series. I just love getting into a 7-game series, all the storylines and twists and turns.
Twists and turns. You're right. You're right.
I love it.
Still nothing like the Big East tournament for me, though.
What's the best hockey series you've ever covered? Outside the Stanley Cup Finals, we'll take away the finals. What's the best series you've ever covered?
Probably one of those Penguins Capitals series.
Yeah. Man, did I love the one that they won in seven games in the second Sully Cup run without Letang. I just loved, I loved traveling to Washington. I have family there. I love the city. I love the atmosphere in both buildings.
It's a drive. Anything I can drive to, I like.
The rivalry. I had so much fun.
I had a good time going to Columbus. I had a good time going to Philly. I had a good time going to Washington. All those.
I think.
Man, I used to drive to Montreal and Ottawa.
Oh, wow.
That was brutal.
I did that once to Ottawa, twice to Ottawa in the same series, and it was horrific. I think the best series, the wildest series I covered outside of the Stanley Cup final, and the anniversary of this goal was yesterday, was Sabres-Penguins, seven-game series. And what was weird was the Penguins won the first two games in Buffalo. Buffalo won the next three. Mario had the miracle goal in game six to put it into overtime, and then Kasparaitis beats Hasek in game seven, the anniversary yesterday. That was insane. Did you cover that?
I did not. That one I didn't cover.
What a series. And you had Mario involved, and Mario scoring a huge goal.
I think the Washington series, the one was the year before when the Penguins had the three delay of game penalties in the third period.
Crazy, yes.
And I think it was Bonino won it in overtime.
Great series.
And I think it only went six, though.
Yes, it did.
But I mean,
who cares,
I remember I was exhausted after watching it.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Ian Cole in the locker room, and I said, Ian, I said, this feels like they ought to give you the cup. And he goes, we're only halfway there. And I mean, I'm thinking, what a grind. I was exhausted just watching it.
Yeah. I don't think it has to go seven to be considered an all-time classic.
No.
It's like Hagler-Hearns, right?
No. I have such great memories of Bonino. My goodness. Him blocking Subban's shot, breaking his foot, and then getting up to block another one. I'll never forget that. Bonino.
What a great run. What a great series. And this team has a chance. This team has a legitimate chance to win the cup.
And it could go out in the first
round. Sure they could. As could anybody else in this whole tournament. Else in this tournament could do that, right? Florida playing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay could go out in the first round.
I don't know if Vegas is going to go out in the first round or Colorado. But
they got to play a team that won a cup not long ago in St. Louis. I forget which one plays them. Vegas,
I think St.
Right?
Louis was the fourth place they'd play Vegas.
Never know, Ron. We've
that's
seen it all before.
That's why they play the game. Joe, let's do this again tomorrow morning at 10. What do you say?
I say that's a wonderful idea, Ron. We're going to have Shelty at 11. We're going to have Jay Caulfield from noon to 1 and the great Ed Bouchette at 1 o'clock.
And
have a wonderful night.
And you're going to go hit some golf balls now.
I am.
You got the itch, don't you?
Yeah, and we found Pomp's golf driver cover today, which was big news. My friend Mark Ray texted me with the news this morning. Pomp was excited about that. He doesn't know yet. He's not going to see any of these clubs or their covers for at least a month, right? Maybe for the summer.
At least the summer, right?
When someone let's be honest here. This is Pomp's like 10th string set of clubs, right?
Right.
Right?
I don't think he ever expects to see them back. The little devil's on your shoulder. I can see it.
Saying, keep those. They're
keep
yours.
Keep those. Yeah. Little angel saying, give them back. Give them back.
I'm not giving them back. I'm not.
See you tomorrow.
Ron. Good night. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Whether you're looking for a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle or great service, you'll always find it at Sun Chevy Route 19 in the South Hills. Stray shower maybe still today, high of 57. Sun and clouds tomorrow, high of 60. We'll talk to you then on Cook and Joe.
I don't know. I may not be able to help you there. We'll see.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.